The return to outdoor dining has been welcome news for local businesses this week. But as FM89's Sarith Hawk tells us, it won't be enough to make up for losses. She visits one iconic Madeira restaurant to see just how essential workers are coping.
It's just before the 5 o'clock dinner hour, and tickets are starting to print out in the Vineyard's kitchen. Customer Robert Fisher walks in to pick up his dinner order.
Oh, we've got the special tonight. We've got the calzone, so I can't wait to get home to dig into that.
He gets takeout a couple of times a week to support Madeira restaurants. He's been coming to the Vineyard for 15 years and says he wants to make sure it stays.
This is a place of gathering for a lot of people here in Madeira. And you come to see people, you come to meet people, you run into people, no matter what.
Owner Chris Mariscotti's family opened the bar and restaurant 43 years ago. Inside, the lights are dimmed and the dining room is empty.
We can seat 120 people, and it's pretty lonely here right now, isn't it?
Mariscotti says since December, the restaurant has been doing about 20% of normal business. And now he's making a plan to adjust to outdoor dining once again after Governor Newsom lifted the stay-at-home order Monday. But Mariscotti says he's still catching up to staffing challenges.
Normal operation, we were at 33, 34 people. I think we have 14 people working now, and most of them are working 2 days a week.
Essential workers have taken on huge job losses during the pandemic, including here at the Vineyard. Those still working have had to make sacrifices or find other means of making a living.
Lasagna, maple fried chicken, and a pork loin.
Lead line cook Cody Herring is moving steadily from the fryer to the grill and saute station. He's lucky to be one of two people at the restaurant getting more hours.
At the beginning of this, I was just kind of another hand in the kitchen, and I've had to take a lot more responsibility over the last few months.
That's true of his professional and personal life. Herring and his wife recently had their first baby. He says things got really bad when all three contracted COVID-19 in December.
But it was a very terrifying time being a new parent, having a global pandemic, the disease, in your home with your new child. It was terrifying.
All three are fully recovered now and their symptoms were not severe. But Herring says one of the biggest challenges was losing out on a month of income.
All the rigors of being a new parent on top of that and not bringing an income in and paying bills, It is a struggle, and I know there's a lot of people going out there going through it.
At the kitchen's baking station, pastry chef and cook Savannah Ochoa is making cheesecake batter.
I add a little bit of extra sour cream because it gives it a nice rise. And the flavor, too. Yeah.
She dealt with a cut in hours by starting her own business on the side. Ochoa says a few coworkers pushed her to start it.
It's called Baking While Baked. And it's only social media platform, so I only have Instagram right now.
She makes everything from cheesecakes to cookies and cakes. She says the name of her business attracted some attention.
I chose Baking While Baked because I get stoned while I baked, and it inspires me to be a little bit more creative.
She emphasized it's just her, not the food, unless a customer makes a request. Already, business has been picking up.
I have quite a few clientele, a lot of regulars. I have over 1,000 followers on Instagram already.
On her days off from the restaurant, she bakes at home, fulfilling orders. Chris Mariscotti says his loyal staff is one of the reasons why he's been able to stay open. He points out other advantages for his business. His family owns the building, so they don't have a rent payment to meet. And he credits the strong personal relationships he and his staff have built within the community.
So that gives us some advantage, but that doesn't make us bulletproof. I mean, at some point, we can't do that forever.
He just hopes the pandemic won't change people's habits for good, and that old friends in the community will return to the Vineyard. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.